طالب صبيا كان شجاعا عثمان بن عفان حكيما وله سلام عمر الفاروق حكم فعدل فأمن أبا بكر الصديق. These are the men who fought for freedom. These are the men who carried the beauty. Had to push away the demons even though they were persecuted. They were closest to the greatest man, born to lead us through rain and storm. Changed the world through peace and love. طالع البدر على أمتنا من ثانية فتحوا باسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough. خديجة آمنت بوحي نزل أمانة حليمة السعدية أم ولها حنانة فاطمة الزهراء بنت رسول هداية عائشة الجليلة. These are the women who sacrificed life and took the world right by surprise. I pray my mother, my daughter, my wife emulates them and reach new heights. These are the women who led the line, perfect lives for the perfect price. I pray to God that I'm certified. طالع البدر على أمتنا من ثانية فتحوا باسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough, raising demon high up. طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع واجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي. طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع واجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي. من ثانية فتحوا باسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough, raising Iman high up. Raising Iman high up. Raising Iman high up. Raising Iman high up. Raising Iman high up.
Hola, assalamu alaikum, and hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily with Namana with your host, Namana Ahmed. Daily with Namana is a weekly podcast show where I discuss different topics and interview people that I know and / celebrities. But like these topics I talk about, they're like general and also Islamic based as well. And I upload these every Sunday afternoon / evening. And inshallah, I hope you guys enjoy it. So this week, I'll be continuing the series of the 99 Names Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala series. And I also be talking about World Disability Day or something like those lines. Just give you a bit of information how to support people who have disabilities. Let's get on with the show. So welcome back to hello, Islamic everyone, and welcome to this week's segment of the Dua using the 99 Names Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala series. So this week we'll be learning the words of number 78 and 79, which are Al-Muqtayali and Al-Bar. So Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So number 78 is Al-Muqtayali, which is a self ex alter extremely exali one El Mugdali. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Allah, we know that you are the extremely altered one, the supreme. Ya El Mugdali, give us knowledge of and lead us to prioritize the deed most pleasing to you and assist us in calling each other to you. Amen. Ya El Mugdali, adore us with firm belief in your highness and admit us to the highest paradise without recognizing. Amen. Ya Al Mugdali, I ask with every name that you have named yourself or with or revealed in your books or taught anyone of your creation, or prefer to keep hidden in the unseen, that you make the Quran the delight of my heart and the light of my chest, and the meanings of removing my grief, the grief and sorrows. Amin. Sorry. So the other name we'll be learning this week is number 79, which is Al Bar, which is the most kind and righteous. So Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Allah Al-Ar, you are the soul that is all that is good, the most kind. Ya Al-Ar, adore us with the characteristics of the Ar, the righteous one. Guide us in good conduct in each company we are in, and make our rightness a way to lead us to your paradise. Amen. Ya Al Bar, I ask that I make the best supplication for the best salvation and the best deen and the best reward and the best life and the best death, and keep me steadfast and make heavy my scale of food deen. Accept my prayer and forgive me for my mistakes. Amen. Ya Al Bar, I ask you for the oneness of goodness and its completity in goodness and appearance and its hidden. Amen. Ya Al Bar, let me be kind to others as you have been kind to me. Amin. So Jazakallah for listening to this week's segment. Next week we'll be looking at I'll be telling you the words of number 80 and number 81, which is At-Tawwab and Al-Mut. So those are the two names we'll be learning next week, and inshallah I hope you guys enjoyed dua too with the Nazani Apollos Mandala series, and yeah, you hear more from me next week. So now I'm gonna play you guys in a she called La Ilaha Illa and by Sidd, and inshallah if you guys enjoy it. After the break I'll be talking a bit on the World Disability Day and how to help people with disabilities. So until then, I'll see you guys after the tea break.
Layla ha illa ant, Layla ha illa ant, Subhanak inni kunt min al-zalimin. Layla ha illa ant, Layla ha illa ant, Subhanak inni kunt min al-zalimin. Long ago, in those glory days, you came down, showed us the way. When darkness fell, let our hearts to sleep. As kingdoms rose, we failed to greet. From shepherds to kings, we're lost in our sins. Confessed our defeat, we know our mistakes. We'll rise up again, we'll raise up our hands. We're calling you Lord, please help us again. La ilaha illa ant, la ilaha illa ant, Subhanak inni kunt min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa ant, la ilaha illa ant, Subhanak inni kunt min al-zalimin. In every thought, in every breath, in every fall I feel regret. I give my all, I give my best, I find a way to my success. La ilaha illa ant, la ilaha illa ant, Subhanak inni kunt min al-zalimin. When tides are rough in the rain for days, is that a sign we've gone astray? In times of old, when the thunder came, it marked the end of their last days. From shepherds to kings, we're lost in our sins. Confessed our defeat, we know our mistakes. We'll rise up again, we'll raise up our hands. We're calling you Lord, please help us again. La ilaha illa ant, la ilaha illa ant, Subhanak inni kunt min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa ant, la ilaha illa ant, Subhanak inni kunt min al-zalimin.
Hola, assalamu alaikum, and hello to all the listeners once again. You're listening to Daily with Namana, which is Namana Ahmed. Inshallah, you enjoy the nasheed that I just played, La ilaha illa ant, I think it's called, by Saeed. I'll put it down below in the description as always. And now I'm going to be talking about World Diabetes Day. So I'll just talk about a bit of that and how we can help. And also a bit on type 1 and type 2 diabetes. So inshallah, I hope you guys enjoy it. So what is World Diabetes Day? World Diabetes Day, known as WDD, it was created in 1991 by IDF and the World Health Organization in response to growing concerns about the escalation, health threats posed by diabetes. World Diabetes Day became a official United Nations Day in 2006 with the passage of the United Nations Resolution 61/225. It is marked every year on the 14th of November, which is today, the birthday of Sir Frederick Banting, who co-discovered insulin as long as Charles Best in 1922. WDD is the world's largest diabetes awareness campaign, reaching a global audience of 1 billion people in more than 160 countries. The campaign drew attention to issues of paramount importance of the diabetes world and keeping diabetes firm in the public and political spotlight. The WDD, which is the World Diabetes Day campaign, aimed to be the platform to promote IDF, advocate effect through the year, and global drivers to promote the importance of taking coordinate and concerned actions to confront diabetes as a critical global health issue. So the campaign is represented by a blue circle logo that was adapted in 2007 after a package of the UN Resolution on Diabetes. The blue circle is a global symbol of diabetes awareness. It signifies the United of Global Diabetes Community to represent of the diabetes epidemic. Every year, the World Diabetes Day campaign focuses on a dedicated topic that runs for one or more years. This year, so the theme for World Diabetes Day 2021 to 2023 is access to diabetes care. If not, when? So you're probably thinking, how can we get involved in this? Well, before I talk about how we can get involved with this, the difference between diabetes type 1 and type 2 is type 1 is genetic, so you can't get it through life. You can get it when you're young, or if you have someone who has T1, which you can, it's not about the diet, by the way. T1 is not about the diet. As long as you keep up with the insulin and make sure your blood levels are steady, then you should be fine eating anything. But type 1 is go through your DNA, basically. And then type 2 is more your like weight purpose. That's not really how I'm going to say it. I know you probably think, what do you mean? Like your exercise and like how you're eating, those sort of things. So just keep on top of your weight, and that's how you can prevent it, sort of. That's my understanding of it from researching. But yeah. So now I'm just going to talk about how we can get involved with it. Spreading the word of diabetes in November. World Diabetes Day is a global occasion which people with diabetes, health professionals, diabetes activation, media and the general public and government organizations unite to reach awareness of diabetes. Your participant, both an upbeat, built up and the following 14 November is a key to success of the campaign. Taking part can be excellent, and hugely rewarding. So This year, next year, and the year after, so 2021 to 2023, the theme is access to diabetes care. So here's how you can get involved. Pledge your support for greater access to diabetes care by sponsoring the online petitions that's going around, so donate when you can as well. Engage a local and national policy maker to enable that all people with diabetes has access to the care they need. Organize or participate in a local diabetes awareness walk. So there might be some walk going around, some small groups, or you can just do like a walk dedicated to the diabetes community, like as a charity thing. Light up a local landmark, your homework. Light up a local landmark, your home or your workplace in blue. So you can do blue nails, or you can just put some blue stuff around. Just basically light it all with blue stuff. Arrange an activity with your colleagues from work. And there's also an online test. I'll leave the link down below in case anyone wants to check it out. Just like this testing that help people learn the possibility risk of type 2 diabetes with the online test. So if you can do physical stuff, if you can't do physical stuff, like the restrictions are down and you can do walkers or stuff like that, then you can do physical, like in person. If not, you can try and arrange some online stuff as well. And try and do some exercise in blue. So regular physical exercise is an important part of the diabetes management and reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes, whether it's indoors or outdoors. Every step counts to stay safe. No. Every step counts to help stay healthy. And just try and just, like, whenever you're home or even just walk around the block, so from your house to maybe a few streets and then back again or something like that, to going to the park or running, or maybe part of an after school club that you do, like football, karate, those sort of things. And spread World Diabetes Day or Diabetes Month, I think it is, resources or awareness around social media and to your friends and family. And try and take, this is a weird one, but I just found it online on this website, which is worlddiabetesday.org, which is basically Diabetes UK. I think it's on Instagram. Take a blue circle selfie, share it on your social media channels, and yeah, just promote the stuff that's going around and try and be nice to people and just be aware of what they're going on. And inshallah, I hope you guys enjoy sort of a talk, but sort of awareness in a way. I knew World Diabetes Day was coming up, and I just like been planning for this for a while, so I just want to spread some information about it. I know this month, I think it's World Disability History Month, I think, or something along those lines. So I might do an episode on that, I think. So stay tuned on that. It might be next week, so I'm not too sure. Because I do have a few guests lined up as well. Who I'll be interviewing as well. So I think two of them are like returning one, I think four of them are like new ones, I think. That's what I'm gonna say, and yeah, literally, just try and be nice to help people, be kind, be safe, and be awesome. So, JazakAllah here for listening to this week's episode of Daily with Naman, which is Naman Ahmed. Inshallah, I hope you guys enjoyed the talk of World Diabetes Day. and the cartoon series of the 1998 Wallace Wonder series. Stay tuned next week as always. I'll try and get back up on the posters again. I've just been really busy and just haven't been feeling the best as well. But they'll be back on as well. So more info will be on my Instagram or my number in case you guys got my number. So there'll be more info from that. Stay awesome, stay safe. If you have any topics you want me to talk about, just let me know even by Instagram or my number. And until then, I'll see you can hear more from me next week. Till then, I love you and peace out for now. Bye.
ابن طالب صبيا كان شجاعا عثمان ابن عفان حكيما وله سلام عمر الفاروق حكم فعدل فأمن أبا بكر الصديق. These are the men who fought for freedom. These are the men who carried the beauty. Had to push away the demons even though they were persecuted. They were closest to the greatest man, born to lead us through rain and storm, change the world through peace and love. بوحي نزل أمانة حليمة السعدية أم ولها حنانة فاطمة الزهراء بنت رسول هداية عائشة الجليلة. These are the women who sacrificed life and took the world right by surprise. I pray my mother, my daughter, my wife emulates them and reach new heights. These are the women who led the line, perfect lives for the perfect price. I pray to God that I'm certified. قال البدر على أمتنا من ثانية فتحوا بسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough. طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي. طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي. طالع البدر على أمتنا من ثنيات فتحوا به. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough, raising Iman high up, raising Iman high up, raising Iman.